John chapter 11, and we're just going to read a few verses here. I could read all of it, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to read four or five verses, and then I want you to turn over to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. John chapter 11 and Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Appreciate our young people tonight. Didn't that sound good? Amen. Them singing tonight. Amen. Thank God for that. John 11 and 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am. We could call recess right there and shout a while if y'all wanted to. Amen. I am. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. I am the resurrection. I'm glad he didn't say I was the resurrection. I'm glad he didn't say I will be. But he said I am right now. Praise the Lord. That's why I said just a little while ago, I believe the Lord can heal Sister Kendall right now. Because he said, I am. Amen. I am right now. Praise the Lord. I like what Sister Farrah said. I walked in and she said, I said, how you doing, sis? She said, well, I finally took a couple Alka-Seltzers, but them things don't work that fast. Amen. It was God. Praise the Lord. Woo! I like that. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read one verse of scripture there, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. He said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Father, would you help us tonight? Would you reach your hand down in this altar, God, and do that only you can do. I plead the blood of Jesus over this service right now. I'm asking, Lord, for sick bodies to be healed that's among us tonight. I'm asking, God, if there's one here, Lord, that needs a touch from you, that, God, you'd come by in a supernatural way and minister to every need that's among us tonight. Lord, more than anything else, I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me right now. Lord, everything you do, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn around, shake your neighbor's hand, smile at them while you're being seated. Welcome them one more time to the house of the Lord. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, amen, and that he is a rewarder. Well, there's so much that we could just preach out of and glean from tonight, but I really feel like that the Lord laid it on my heart to talk to you tonight. Amen. Where he said here, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. Simply preach to you for a little while, the God of is. Amen. The God of is. In our text, Lazarus has been sick now for a little while, and the Bible said that his sister sends some people down, some messengers, if you will, to ask Jesus, come and heal our brother. He's your friend. We know that you love him. We know that every time you come to Bethany, you visit with us and you've ate bread in our home. And every time you come this way, amen, you visit our home. And we just want you to come and heal our brother. If you don't do it, Lord, amen, he's going to die. If you don't heal him, amen, he's going to die. And we need you now. Praise the Lord. But it's amazing to me that Jesus did not get in a hurry to get to Lazarus. The Bible said in verse 6 of John 11, when he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Amen. He just stayed where he was at. Oh, God, have you ever been there when you prayed and asked the Lord for help and you needed help now? And it just seemed like that the Lord just stayed right where he was at. Oh, it's good that the Lord's healing, amen, in Kentucky and West Virginia and places, but we need him here and we need him now, amen. But it seemed like that the Lord just delayed his coming, amen. But in John 11 and 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. I see the messengers, amen, they're headed back home, back to Jerusalem, amen, back down to the house of Mary and Martha, where Lazarus is laying sick, and they've got good news, amen. Oh, Martha, we heard him say, we told him what you said. Now, we don't understand why he didn't drop everything that he was doing and run down here, but we do have a word for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said that his sickness is not unto death. Oh, I can see them as they sigh a little bit of relief. Amen. Oh, they're thinking, oh, well, he's sick, but he's not going to die. Hey, oh, God, help us right now. Hey, you know the story. Jesus tarries two more days and finally heads for Jerusalem. And in John 11, 20, the Bible said that then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out and met him. You see, Lazarus has already died. Amen. Oh, I wonder if they were disappointed, Brother Scott. Amen. I wonder if they were disappointed because, amen, at the funeral of Lazarus, all they can hear is, he said he wasn't going to die. He said this sickness was not unto death. He said everything was going to be all right. Oh, can I tell you, Jesus makes sense even when it seems like he doesn't. Hey, even when it seems like you don't understand him, even when he's a tarrying and you're not understanding why he's not moving on the scene for you right now, I want to submit to you tonight that what you need to do is trust him. Amen. He knows what he's doing. Can somebody say amen? And Martha, as soon as she heard Jesus was coming, the Bible said that she went out to meet him. Hallelujah. Boy, I wish I had a church house full of people like that. Amen. That as soon, oh God help us right now, as soon as we felt just a little bit of the Lord's presence, they said, oh, we got to go meet him. I'm not going to sit here. Amen. I'm not going to sit here and wait on the Lord to get to me. I'm going to meet him. I'm going to meet him. Amen. Oh, some of us, we'd have waited till he come to the house. We'd have waited till he beat the door down. We'd have waited like the woman in the Song of Solomon. Amen. Lay him there in the bed. Oh, I'm already asleep. Preacher, I'm tired. I've worked all day. Amen. Don't expect me to do anything. Don't expect me to get in. Come on now. I'm tired. Oh, but God help us today. That as soon as we heard and as soon as we felt it, we went out to meet him. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we ought to do tonight. John 11, 21, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Oh, but can you see, amen, as Jesus is standing there and he's saying, but Martha, I'm here now. I'm here now. I'm here right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm standing in front of you. I know, but the problem's already, amen, it's too late. We've already buried my brother. And Jesus said unto her in John 11, 23, thy brother shall rise again. And old Martha said, I know that he's going to rise again in the resurrection at the last day. In the last day, but not today. Amen. Tomorrow, but not today. Oh, hallelujah. In the future, but not today. I'm telling you, we've got so many today that are so bound by yesterday that we sometimes forget that he is the God of is. He's the God of right now. He's the God. He's an on-time God. He's never been late. I said he's never been late. And he's able to do it right right now. Amen. We're so bound by yesterday that we forgot that the Lord is able to do it right now. And Martha said, oh, yes, Lord. I know things are going to happen, and I know things are going to take place, but, amen, they're going to happen, but they're going to happen tomorrow, amen, or in the last day, but not today. Hey, well, how many have we got sitting in church pews, amen, all over this country? Amen, they've got a certain place they're going to get in God tomorrow, amen. They've got a certain experience they want, but they want it tomorrow, amen. I've asked people that are backslidden, do you intend on going to hell? And the answer is always no. I plan on doing it when? Tomorrow. I want to tell you today that God is a God of right now. Amen. He's not some, amen, just fairy tale story that we tell stories to our children when we put them down in the bed at night. But he's the God of right now. Hallelujah. I said he's the God of right now. Don't get so caught up in what he done yesterday that you forget that he's the God of is. Hallelujah. He's the God of is. He's the God of right now. Amen. And old Martha said, if you would have been there, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. I won't embarrass you and ask you to raise your hand, but I wonder tonight if I did, how many of you would be honest and raise your hand and say, I've been disappointed in the Lord a time or two in my Christian walk. Amen. There's been times that the Lord has not moved on my time schedule. There's been times that the Lord has not done things, amen, in the time that I think he ought to do it in. There's been times, Brother Chad, that I've laid in the bed at night and wondered, God, what are you waiting on? Amen. How in the world could this be bringing glory to you? Amen. Why are we here? Why are we facing this? Amen. Oh, we've all been there where we've been disappointed, and we've said, when we finally made it to the house of the Lord, amen, and sister so and so, amen, is shouting the house down, and the Holy Ghost is a moving everywhere, and you think, God, if you'd have been here yesterday, I wouldn't be in this situation today. If you'd done a few things just a little bit different, amen. But oh, she said, I know it'll be okay in the future, but not today. Sometimes we put God so far out there that, hey man, we've got a place we want to get to. And we know God's going to do it, but it's not tonight. I mean, tonight's just a Wednesday night. Tonight's not no, this ain't Sunday. This ain't revival. We don't have no super duper whopper chopper evangelist preacher. Hey man, I mean, all we got's the pastor. Hey man, all we got, hey man, is these, hey man, Brother Scott and these other preachers. And, hey man, I mean, it'll happen, but it'll happen in revival. Hey man, it'll happen when God heals Brother Treese and he's able to come by. Amen. Come on now. It'll happen. Amen. Next meeting, it'll happen at a camp meeting somewhere. Amen. When we get to go to youth camp in Kentucky, it's going to happen. Oh, but can I tell you tonight, your vision of God needs to change, brother. Amen. You need to realize, amen, the same God that was in Kentucky, amen, that healed Jared Page, is in Albemarle tonight. And he's saying to us, I am the God of is. I'm the God of right now. I'm not some future tense God. I'm the God of right now. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. Not that he was and not that he will be, but that he is. Amen. Revelation 4 and 8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is. Amen. Lord God Almighty. Hey, which was and is to come. Amen. Oh, can I tell you tonight, I'm glad that he's not only the God of was, and he's not only the God of is to come, but brother, he's also the God of is. When John saw him high and lifted up in the book of Revelation, he said he's not a past tense God. He's not a future tense God. But He's the God of is. He's the God of right now. Amen. Oh, it ain't one of these days. It's today. Amen. That now. I'm going to turn y'all's minds down a little bit. That now is the accepted time. Right now. Now is the only time you got. Today is the only day you got promised. You're not promised a tomorrow, but the Bible said Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise the Lord. You know what that lets me know, brother? And I've preached it till it's threadbare. But He was there. He is there. And He will be there. Amen. Yesterday, today, and forever. No matter where you've been. No matter where you're at. And no matter where you're going. I've been there. I will be there. Thank God. And I am already there. Why? Because John said, He's the God of is. And He's the God of is to come. If you need Him tonight. Amen. He's just a prayer away. I said it's just a prayer away. It ain't one of these days. It ain't in the last days. It's today. Amen. Right now. The Jews, I've often wondered, why did Jesus wait 4 days? And many commentators say that the Jews believed that after 4 days, the spirit of a man when he died, that his spirit would linger around for at least 3 days. But on that fourth day, the spirit left. And the Jews believed that even God Himself could not bring a man back from the dead. Amen. And so Jesus is just waiting. Amen. Oh, He's just going about. Amen. He's talking about Lazarus to His disciples. And He's saying to them, Lazarus is asleep. And old Thomas said, well, if he's asleep, let's join him. Amen. And Jesus is saying things like, I got an alarm clock and I'm going to wake old Thomas up here in just a little while. Praise the Lord. And he had to tell them plainly that Thomas, or that, that he is, that Lazarus is dead. Amen. And then Thomas said, well, let's go die with him. If it's as good as what you're saying it is. Amen. If there's going to be glory brought out of it. Amen. If God's going to receive glory out of it. Praise the Lord. Then let's go die with him. Oh, but Jesus tarried and Jesus waited. Oh, hallelujah. And when he finally got there, their hope is gone. Amen. They think the spirit of the man is gone and even God can't raise nobody up. John 11:34, and Jesus said, where have you laid him? Hallelujah. Where? Now, how many times have we told you? Amen. If Jesus ever asked a question, it's for your benefit, not his. He knows the end from the beginning. He knew where they laid Lazarus. In fact, he could have taken them right to the very place where they had laid him. Do you really think that Jesus did not know where he was? I want to submit to you tonight that Jesus knew where Lazarus was. But he was saying to them, what I want you to do is take me to the place where you stop believing. Take me to the place to where all hope is gone. He knew where it was. It was at an old tomb that had been hewn out. And they rolled a rock in front of that tomb. And their brother had been laid in there. And he was dead. No hope of ever getting up until the resurrection. Hallelujah to God. But I want to tell you today that God ain't give up on it. I said God ain't give up on it. And don't you give up on it. Amen. There's been things that we've buried so long ago. Amen. Thinking God has given up on it. But brother, it may be dead. And you may have already buried it. Oh, but can I tell you today? Amen. Don't be so quick to bury it. Don't be so quick. Amen. To take the things that you've prayed and prayed and prayed. It ain't ever going to happen. Tell you what I'm going to do. Amen. I'm just going to bury it. Roll a stone up. I ain't seeking for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just bury it. Hallelujah. Amen. God promised you a healing. And you take that old healing to the, amen, to the tomb. And you just quit praying. And you lay it in that tomb. And you say, I ain't never going to pray for that again. Hey, come on now. I wonder, how did Joseph feel? How do you think Joseph felt? Amen. When the butler and the baker came out one day all wild-eyed talking about, we've had a dream. If that had been most of us, we'd have said, shut up, man. I ain't worried about your dream. My dreams got me here. You think I'm worried about your dreams? I could care less about your dreams. But oh no. Amen. Joseph was concerned about other men's dreams. And he said, what was your dream? Amen. And you know the story. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you, there's been a lot of things that people in this church has buried. I'm telling you, the Lord dealt with me this afternoon. Amen. I wanted to preach another way. I wanted to preach something else. But I felt the Holy Ghost, amen, deal with my soul. Amen. I've seen people, amen, in my mind's eye, amen, roll a stone in front of it. God give it to you. God promised it to you. And it ain't happened yet. And you're saying it ain't ever going to happen. And you've taken it to the tomb. And you've rolled a stone in front of it. But I want to tell you today, get your prayer life back. Amen. Get your prayer life back. Pray it one more time. Amen. Believe it one more time. Because we serve the God of is. I said we serve the God of right now. And God ain't give up on it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's where the Lord wants you to take him to. Is the place where you quit believing at. Amen. The place where you stop believing God. Hallelujah. The place where you buried it and you laid it in the tomb and you said, hey, oh, that's where Sarah was at. That's when the angel come and said, Sarah's going to have a baby. And she laughed. You know why? Because she had taken that promise 15 years ago. Amen. And oh, she believed it. But time went on. Amen. They'd already moved several times. It was tearing the crib bed down and putting it back up. And amen. Putting the wallpaper back up on. Amen. Making the baby's room. We're going to have a baby, Abraham. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait, Abraham. Oh, we're going to have a baby. And they decorated it. And time went on and time went on until one day. I don't know when it happened. The Bible is not clear when it happened. Hey, but brother, she took that promise. Amen. Man, that promise of that baby, and somewhere in the recess of her heart, amen, she hewn out a tomb and she laid that promise in it and rolled the stone in front of it and said, it ain't ever gonna happen. Amen. That was just amen, a good dream. Oh, in a perfect world maybe that would happen, but I want to tell you, Sarah, woo, amen, you still serve the God of is, the God of right now. Amen. And I feel like what the Lord, amen, where the Lord wants us to get to tonight is for somebody to take the Lord to the tomb. Amen. Take the Lord to the tomb. I've ever felt the Holy Ghost to preach to somebody. Take him to the tomb. Take him to the place where you quit believing. Take him to the place to where you said it ain't ever going to happen. That's where God wants to be in your life. Jesus said in John 11:39, after they got to the tomb, take ye away the stone. I know you've heard it preached before. The principle is this. Do what you can. Do what you can. Oh God. Amen. Away with this attitude of, well, I'm just going to show up for church. Amen. Away with this attitude that says I'm just going to be there. Amen. But oh, if the Lord wants to do anything for me, oh God, help me right now. What we've got to be doing tonight when we walk in the door of the church. Amen. We've got to be saying, we've got to be on the edge of our seat. Amen. We've got to be living on the edge of our pew. Amen. What does the Lord want me to do? Amen. What is it the Lord wants me to do? I'm willing to do it. Amen. I'm willing to say it. I'm willing, my God of heaven, I'm willing. Amen. Do what you can. Praise the Lord. If all you can do, amen, is just by faith, lift up your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Then That's what you need to do. Hey, God ain't asking you to do what you cannot do, but He is requiring that you do what you can. And He said, roll the stone away. I am the resurrection and the life. But you've got to act in faith and move some things out of the way. Woo! You got to move some things out of the way. Hey man, you hear what I'm saying to you tonight? Hey man, is there some things you need to move out of the way? Hey man, is there some things, hey man, that you have got to move out of the way? Hey man, so God can get in the way. Is there some things that you need to do? Hey, is there a place that you need to go? Hey man, I'm telling you right now, God cannot heal over stinking sorry attitudes. Hey man, I said God will not heal. Hey man, you need to move it out of the way. Hey, some things, praise God, that we've got to move out of the way. And say, Lord, it's been in the way for a long time. Hey, but I'm going to move it out of the way. And I'm going to do what I can. Hey, man, I can't do everything, but I can do some things. And what I can do, I will do. Hey, man, I'm not going to sit around and wait on God to come to me. I'm going to go to Him. And as soon as she heard that the Lord was in the neighborhood, she got up and she went to where He was. Amen. Oh God. I feel like the Lord's trying to get us somewhere tonight. I really do. Amen. And some of you are going to miss it right here if you're not careful. Hallelujah. You've got to move some things out of the way. What is it tonight that you need to move out of the way? Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of stuff I could preach here, but I don't want to get bogged down with it. Praise the Lord. What is it you need to move out of the way? What stone is in the way that God said, now before I can get you Lazarus out of that tomb, you've got to move some things out of the way. Amen. We're wanting God to do everything for us. Well, I know we live in this microwave society, amen, of instant everything, and we want God to do everything. Praise the Lord. We want God to feel like He is just so blessed that we took the time to shave and shower and get to the house of God. Well, if He just realized, if He just recognized how tired I was, amen, if He just understood how tired I was, praise the Lord, then the Lord would understand. But I got news for you tonight. Amen. You're not blessing God just by being here. You're blessed. I said you're blessed. Amen. For being able to be in the house of the Lord. Move that old spirit out of the way. Amen. And say, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it 100%. Amen. The devil said, don't raise your hand. That's good enough reason for me. Amen. Come on now. I feel like I could run through a troop. And devil, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to run. Amen. Oh, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. I may not be able to do everything, but there's some things I can do, and I'm going to move that stone out of the way. Hallelujah. Years ago, we was having one of them old-fashioned prayer lines. I was preaching at a church of God somewhere. I can't remember where it was at, or I'd tell you. Hey, man, stuff like that don't bother me. Amen. No. Woo! Hallelujah. I was praying for folks, and this woman came up. I mean, I had sweat dripping off my elbows. Amen. I was a little heavier than I am now. And I was praying for people, and this woman comes up, and honest to goodness, I had some oil in my hand getting ready to palm her forehead, and she reached up and grabbed my hand. Hallelujah. And she looked at me and she said, don't mess up the hair. I mean, she pointed it like this. Don't mess up the hair. Amen. I said, next! Amen. Lord of God, you think I'm going to waste my time praying for you when you're more worried about your beauty salon haircut than you are a moving of the Holy Ghost? Next! Get it out of the way. Move that out of the way. Amen. God of heaven, you know why we got a lot of people that want to be obedient to the Holy Ghost? Because they're afraid of what they're going to look like when they shout. They're afraid of what they're going to look like when the Lord gets a hold of them. That's the kind I like to see the Lord get by the back of the neck. Amen. Shake them all over the floor. Yank every bit of pride out of them. But Lord, God, I come to tell you today, get it out of the way. If you want God to get in your tomb, you got to get it out of the way. If you want your Lazarus to be raised, you got to get it out of the way. Hallelujah. And I got news for you. That old pride spirit ain't only in women. Amen. It's in men too. I know some men that won't leave the house unless their blue jeans is a certain kind. Unless their shirt fits just right. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Help me right here. I want to tell you something. That same spirit, hey, it's in men and it's in women. It's an old prideful spirit. And God cannot bless, amen, with a bunch of mess like that. What you've got to do is just roll it out of the way. Woo! God, shake me, shout me, amen, make me fall in an old mud hole if that's what you got to do. I'm convinced that a lot of things that we say is the flesh, it's the Holy Ghost knocking pride out of people. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe it's the Holy Ghost. I've seen them waller in mud holes. It didn't, there's an accident. Amen. But oh, when they got up, they're a whole lot more humble than when they got down. Amen. I've seen hairs, amen, flying everywhere. Hey, but there's more humble. Hey, when they got through, I want to tell you, brother, you got to get that out of the way if you want God to move in your life. Can you say amen? John 11:43, and when Jesus had thus spoken, he whispered with a soft little sissy voice and said, Lazarus. Now, Lazarus, can you hear me? Yeah, that's that funny Bible you got. Amen. My Bible don't read that. Jesus was a man's man. And when he had thus spoken, you know, Jesus wept and cried and turned around. Look, I can't believe the unbelief of you bunch. Hey, man, that's exactly right. He wept and cried. He's sitting around now. Everybody's, oh, hey, he must have loved Lazarus. It ain't Lazarus he's worried about. It's the church he's worried about. It ain't Lazarus he's weeping over. He's weeping over the ones that are alive. That's supposed to know who he is. And he's a weeping over the unbelief. He's a weeping because they don't believe that he's the God of his. Come on now. Oh, but Jesus stood at the mouth of that old tomb. And he's cried with a loud. Somebody say loud. Amen. A loud voice. Lazarus, come forth. And I was thinking about this one day, and I thought about, hey man, the big miracle. Yes, it was a miracle that he raised somebody who had been dead for over 4 days. But sister love, one of the greatest miracles was that the voice, the word of God, had the ability to go, amen, to the regions of the dead. Amen, to go down to death. How many Lazaruses had died? How many men by the name of Lazarus had died up until that day? But he passed the one. It's not you, and it's not you, and it's not you. Amen, not you, and not you, but Lazarus. Amen, brother of Martha. Amen, brother of Mary. Amen, come forth. And Lazarus is able to say, I heard him call him mine. That's the same voice that ate dinner with me just the other day. Amen. Oh, can I tell you, he's calling me out of here. Amen. My God and the God of his had enough power. Amen. Oh, through the unbelief of everybody else, it didn't bother him. Amen. He called out Lazarus' name, and Lazarus had to get up out of that grave. Amen. Glory to God. John 11:44, and he that was dead. Somebody say was dead. He that was dead. Woo! I love that. When you hear just a few verses, and a couple of verses later, you're going to find Jesus sitting at Lazarus' home and they're eating. And the Bible said that men are coming to see Jesus, but it says they're not only coming to see Jesus, but they're coming to see him that was dead. Amen. Him that was dead. praise the Lord, that was, now I'm not an English major, but I do know this, was is past tense, amen. And I do know this, I feel like John Newton, I once was lost, but now I'm found. What happened to you, old John? Amen, I met the God of right now. Amen, I was sick, but now I'm healed. Amen, is there anybody here the Lord ever healed your body? Amen, won't you lift your hand right now and say, I was sick, but now I'm healed. I was sick, but now, oh, but now I met the God of right now. I met the God of now, the God of is, and he healed me. I was bound, but now I am free. 1 Corinthians 6, he said, be not deceived, God is not mocked, amen. Fornicators and adulterers ain't going to heaven. Hallelujah. It's amazing to me how some folks can believe once you get it, you've always got it. But Paul said, amen, fornicators and adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, amen, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor effeminate, amen. Hallelujah. He said it in the Bible. Amen. The Bible is just as fresh as tomorrow's headlines. He knew there was going to be backboneless, spineless, wimpy-fied little old sissy boys. Amen. And Paul said, I'm going to tell you right now, amen, we don't need no more boys, amen, that's playing with baby dolls and, amen, little pink wearing women's lingerie and clothing. And we don't need no little girls that can kickstart a bulldozer. Amen. What we know, he said, amen, that effeminate. And it ain't going to go to heaven. Come on. Amen. And he said, but such were some of you. But now. Amen. Hallelujah. But now. We met the God of right now. And he said, he that was dead. I don't know about you. But I'm ready for my present tense to be my past tense. I'm ready for the things that's going on right now. For me to be able to look at them tomorrow and say I was that. But I ain't that today. Amen. I was there, but I ain't there today. Amen. Why? I met the God of right now. I met the God of is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm wanting my present tense. The thing you're going right now. The things you're in right now. Amen. You can look back tomorrow and say it's past tense. Amen. If you'll take the Lord to that tomb where you give up, if you'll take the promises that the Lord gave you a long time ago, I want to tell you today, God ain't forgot about them. Amen. You may have forgot about them, but you better understand this. The wise man said one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord. If it's been 10 years ago, it ain't been but a few seconds to the Lord. Amen. He has not forgot about it. He has not forgot about it. Amen. David said, put thou my tears in a bottle. Amen. The prayers that I've prayed, they are not prayed in vain. Amen. They are not prayed in vain, but God is going to unleash them one day. Hallelujah. When the time is right, and when we've got everything moved out of the way, he'll be able to stand at the mouth of our cave and say, come forth. And he that was dead is going to get up. But notice what the Bible said. I'm going to hurry to a close here. John 11 verse 44. Praise the Lord. Brother Jared, come here and help me preach. Is Jared in here? Amen. We've all preached this till it's threadbare. Amen. Wrap up in this. Can you breathe? You all right? Talk to me. Talk to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Bible said. John 11, 44, and he that was dead, he came forth, amen. Oh, we get shouting happy over that. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God Lazarus has come forth. But the next verse, in the same verse rather, it said, but he came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. I'm telling you, he came forth bound, amen. He is alive, but may I ask you, is this living? Amen. Would you like to live like this? Could you imagine saying, hey, Brother Jared, come out to eat with us tonight, buddy. We're going to go to McDonald's and get you a kid's meal. Hey, man, come on. I wouldn't want to eat with nobody looking like this. I wouldn't want to step down with nobody looking like this. I mean, he's got grave clothes on and he's bound. He's alive, but he is still bound. He cannot walk. All he can do is hobble around. He cannot eat. I'm telling you, it's not enough to be alive. It's not enough to be merely breathing at the church. I want you to say today, I want to be free. Amen. I want to be free. I want to be free. I believe that's what Lazarus was thinking. Thank God I'm alive, but I need to be free. I want to tell you, God did not raise you up just for you to sit around in your grave clothes. Amen. We've been coming to church like this for way too long. Amen. Somebody's leading us. Amen. Careful now. I know you're bound there, buddy. You got grave clothes on. Amen. You move awful fast for a guy that's got grave clothes on and can't walk and only hobble. Praise the Lord. But, amen. We've sung like this. Amen. We've learned how. Amen. We've learned how to raise grave-clothed arms, if you will. Amen. We've learned how to breathe through the napkin that's been wrapped around our bound-up faces. Amen. But I'm telling you, this ain't living. I said, this ain't living. It ain't good enough to come to a holiness church. You got to be set free. Hey, young folks, it ain't good enough just to be alive. Amen. You've got to be thriving for God, moving for God, obeying God. God didn't give you the Holy Ghost, amen, just to let you sit there and wither up and vegetate and die off. God, he wants you to be free. I said he wants you to be free. Amen. He gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost so you could be set free. Could somebody say amen? Isaiah 6:1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I'm hurrying. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, amen, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I come to tell you today, Lazarus is alive, but he still looks dead. I said he's alive, Brother Brown, but he still looks dead. Why? Because he's still wearing grave clothes. Amen. He's still wearing grave clothes. Amen. Oh, I'm breathing. As long as I'm breathing, that's all I care about. I'm going to make it one of these days, brother. I'm breathing. I'm learning how to walk. I'm learning how to hobble through these. Hey, man, I'm learning how to eat this way. But I come to tell you, just being alive ain't good enough. Hey, man, I'm telling you what you need is to be set free. Amen. I said you need to be set free. You need the Lord, amen, to break those chains. You need the Lord to come by, amen, and to loose you and to let you go free tonight. I'm telling you, that's what the Lord wants to do. Amen. If you're still bound, amen, you're not living. I said if you're still bound, you're not living. Praise the Lord. How many people, amen, are bound? That word bound means to be imprisoned, to be fastened by hands, to place limits. Hallelujah, preacher. Now, I ain't the running kind, the shouting kind, the worshiping kind. You know why? Yeah, I know why. You got limits. You got limits. Amen. You got limits. Praise the Lord. It's hard to worship God when you're in grave clothes. Amen. It's hard to run when you hobble around. Praise the Lord. And you're bound up. And you're tied up and you're chained up. Amen. I'm telling you today, yes, you're alive. Amen. Thank God for that. But this ain't living. Amen. If you've got to go smoke, that ain't living. Amen. If you got to go back to pornography, amen, every few days, that ain't living. Amen. If you got to go back to the same old attitude, amen, of talking, amen, to each other like a dog, that ain't living. Amen. God wants to set you free. Amen. God wants to loose you. Amen. God wants to, amen, take them grave clothes. Amen. And it's lay them down at your feet and say, you're free. Come on now. Lazarus cannot run. He cannot shout. He's got limits. Let me ask you something. What's your limits? What's limiting you from getting where you need to be? I want to share just a few things that can limit you. Pride's one of them. That's right. Pride can limit you. Jealousy can limit you. Amen. Envy can limit you. Amen. Hallelujah. The things of this world, the love of this world can limit you. Praise God. But I come to tell you today what the Lord wants to do is set you free. Amen. Take the grave clothes from around you. Amen. And let you shout all over them grave clothes. Let you shout all over the thing that is holding you bondage and bound. Amen. To place limits on them. Amen. What is it that's limiting you tonight? What is it that's got your hands down to your side? What is it that's causing you, amen, to not have deliverance in your life? A complete deliverance. You've got limits. God wants to set you free tonight. God wants to deliver you, amen, from the chains of bondage that's got you held down. I want to tell you tonight while we're, amen, getting ready to come to a close. Deliverance is a threefold deliverance. This is elementary. Amen. It's up and it's out and it's into. Brother Ross preached it a whole lot better than I'll ever be able to do it. Amen. But it's up and it's out. And the reason there's a lot of people that have not got deliverance is because when God starts bringing them out, they get to looking back like Lot's wife did. He brought them up and he's bringing them out. But they can't get their mind off the things of the world, and they get to looking back. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, what you need is for God to come by. Amen. Walk to the mouth of your cave and cry, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. And then, and only then will the Lord say, amen, loose him and let him go. The word brought Lazarus up. Then he brings him out. When we get saved, salvation, it's a coming into. Amen. You got to come into Christ. Let Christ come into you. Amen. He's the God of right now. He's the God of is. Amen. He's the God of a Wednesday night in a little place called Albemarle. He's the God of right now. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Let me tell you something. The truth by itself it'll do you no good. Amen. Truth by itself cannot help you one ounce. He said, you shall know the truth. And if you don't know the truth, amen, the truth ain't going to help you none. You got to know the truth. And the Bible said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. What is it that's keeping you in bondage? What is your limits? John 11:44. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Hey, brethren, loose him and let him go. Loose him. Loose him. Loose him and let him go. Amen. Just take him grave clothes off of him. Get that napkin off around his face. Get the limits off of him. Amen. Hallelujah. Get the bonds and the chains and the bondage. Get them off of him. Amen. I come to tell you today, the God of is can set you free right now. Amen. Oh, amen. I wonder, what did Lazarus do? I don't know where that grave was, but in my mind's eye, I kind of feel like, amen, he had a good time all the way back home, brother. Amen. I believe he got shouting that because he heard the word of God that brought him up and brought him out. Amen. Come on. all now. I'm telling you, stand with me tonight all over the building. Amen. Sister Misty, if you could come to the piano. Amen. Somebody lift your hands tonight and say, God, I want to be free. I want to be free tonight. I know I've preached a little different to you. Amen. This may seem a little odd at Abundant Life that I'm preaching in such a manner and so emphatically. Amen. That I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's somebody that God sent here tonight. Amen. That's bound. And he's saying, what I want to do tonight is set you free. I'm the God of his. John said, amen, the Lord God Almighty, amen, who was and is and is to come. Hallelujah. I want to be free. Hey, what is it? What's your limits tonight?